Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub, and now this podcast. This series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools, insights, wisdom for purpose and personal empowerment, and most importantly, how to have fun becoming the architect of your own life. Alrighty, so let's get into it. This is episode 22, 5 ways to embrace self-love. Alright, so number one, what is self-love? Well, it's one of the top spiritual tools and the go-to in most circumstances. And I believe probably one of the most important ways to improve your life and to support yourself. So, but what does it look like? Well, it's a bit like the wind. All spiritual tools, you can not see them, but you surely can see the effect of them. So, is self-love being well organized? Yes. Is self-love choosing to understand how you feel? Yes. Is self-love reminding yourself that you're always in the loving connection with the universe and that you're not alone? Yes. So, self-love can be applied in all circumstances when you want to align with your natural, unlimited, and loving connection. If you have a problem with loving consciousness or the concept of loving energy, then perhaps just simply think of it as infinite potential or unlimited energy. Now, it's energy that you can't see. It surrounds you constantly. And if we are self-loving, then we get to work with that energy, with wisdom, with self-awareness, and with less and less struggle as we refine our creative experience. So the tool of self-love is all about helping us understand how to harness and command that infinite flow that's naturally ours. So if you don't like the yucky love stuff, all right, think potential, think unlimited energy, all right, instead. Okay, number two. Well, if you're going to be in the self-loving space, then it probably won't surprise you that you need to understand the components that you're going to be working with in order to create a degree of balance and a degree of alignment while you're harnessing that particular energy flow and the unlimited nature of it. So I'd like to introduce number one. If you looked at a piece of paper now, on the right-hand side, I want you to see your mentality. Now, the mentality, let's say it's a circle, all right? And it's on the right-hand side because it has a tendency, if you were to draw an arrow to the right, to expand into the future. So our mentality is often making plans for what we are going to do in the immediate future. Okay, so on the other side of that circle is our physical nature. That's aligned with now. Now, the reason that circle is now is because if it weren't, we wouldn't be here, all right? So the physicality always is in alignment with now. It's our physical form, it's our body, it's our physical well-being, our strength, and that sense of our physical presence in this world. Then on the left-hand side, all right, is your emotionality. Again, another circle. So the circle has a tendency to dwell in the past, all right, which is the left-hand side of the circle. And that happens if we are finding it difficult to let go, or we're finding it difficult to forgive, or we're just dwelling on events or feelings from past situations. Now, the emotional, mental, and physical bodies are in alignment when they all overlap. Do you remember those mathematical diagrams at school called Venn diagrams, A intersects B, etc.? Well, just imagine all of the circles basically moving together. And if you're really super balanced and on it, then all those circles are literally superimposed one above the other. So that means you're in perfect alignment. There is absolutely no resistance and your three body system is working really, really well. Now, of course, we'd always like to be in balance in our life, but, you know, hey, there's times where we want to react, we want to party, we want to be perhaps a lot more extreme than we are normally. So there are going to be polarities, there are going to be times where we swing into extremes. And so the three-body system is always going to be coordinating the degree of balance that we are experiencing and that we're choosing, essentially. So how we choose to work with our unlimited connection is our free will, okay, and our capacity to consciously choose. And it is also very important to understand that the three-body system can only respond to the choices that we make, all right? So we might be manipulated, nudged, inspired, controlled, but we're still making those choices, okay? So this three-body system, it's very important when we're being self-loving, literally to try our best to have that overlap and to have a sense that we're coordinating with how we feel and what we think and bringing that into a now so that we can create effectively. So the second point of being self-loving is to understand that you're self-loving in your feelings, you're self-loving in what you think and believe, and you're self-loving in how you treat your now space. So you're making an effort to be grounded and aware of how your physical space is unfolding, what's happening, and being present. Okay, so number three. So we're talking about the alignment. So what we're going to do now is we're going to plug in the energy. Okay, so if you were to imagine to be able to achieve this, I am going to use a very important analogy, plumbing tube. Okay, probably not what you were thinking. But if you imagine a big piece of plumbing tube, all right, like just like you use on the drainage on your house, then that goes straight through the top of your head, goes straight through the center of your heart and out at the base of your spine, moving down towards the center of the earth. So that tube would love for your three-body system to be nicely aligned and for those circles to all be together, all right, superimposed in a lovely unity. Now, when that happens, if you imagine your infinite connection being an endless flow of water coming down the plumbing tube, then all of that water literally goes through and energizes that three-body system. So what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what you're creating in the now, all getting energized. Now, when you're self-loving, all of those bodies are in balance, and so as a result, you're getting could be up to 100% use of the energy flow that is naturally yours. Now that is incredibly efficient. That's a rewarding alignment. That is an alignment that makes creativity easy, all right? So it is helping you not only create, learn, and celebrate your own abilities, but you're doing it in relatively effortless ways. And you've got time to observe the meaning and the purpose because you're enjoying yourself, all right? All is aligned with your heart center. So that is a creative optimum that can be really, really supportive. And of course, it is down to self-love because the self-love is helping you realize how that balance of what you think, what you feel, and now is being coordinated. Now, the downside is if we get polarized, so we're really worried, really anxious, then our mental body will be squashed a little bit and it will be extending out into the future. Now, if it's doing that, it's not actually very well aligned with our body, with our now, and with our emotional body. So what can happen when that water, when that flow, all right, comes down the plumbing tube, then it kind of spills everywhere. It's not really very aligned. It's not very balanced. So when we're not self-loving, we end up spilling our energy all around the tubing. But the tubing's out of alignment, and then our three-body system's out of alignment. So basically, creativity can become a bit of a hit and miss exercise. Or we feel that potentially, really on the downside, if we are very polarized, then we're kind of a victim of what's going on. Now, as I've explained with the plumbing tube, life is flowing through us and we are aligned and part of it as a function of our own self-loving choices. And so we aren't a victim of it, but we can perceive sometimes that it's happening to us rather than flowing through us. So the key to number three is self-loving alignment. So recognizing when we're being self-loving and in relative balance, so we can capitalize on, let's say, a strong percentage of the use of our energy and enjoy it and find creativity without struggle or a lot less struggle. Okay, right then, number four. The most important thing after being self-loving and choosing and having that nice alignment and balance so you can really work with is to also acknowledge consciously that you are in a co-creation with this unlimited energy flow. So self-love is saying, don't ever think you're doing this all on your own and that it's got to be all your own efforts and you've got no support and you're isolated and you're disconnected. Because that isn't your heart and your creative HQ talking, that is your limited self that hangs out in the mind trying to convince you that you have no other resource but to think inside the cube. So that limited self is the source of most of the conflict, friction and criticism that you're going to hear in your head. All right, about inadequacy, scarcity, the lack of, the conflict with, and the disharmony. Now, we have a limited self because if we didn't, we wouldn't necessarily be able to appreciate our unlimited nature. But trust me, we don't want to get inside the cube with our limited self and then let our limited self drain us, because actually the limited self is too scared to get outside the cube and explore. But we're not. So when we're self-loving, we go, right, I accept that the limited self is around and it's there just to remind me about how amazing both the material and the immaterial can be. But I'm going to spend most of my time balanced and in creative HQ. So my number four is recognize that it is self-loving to understand everything is actually a co-creation. And when we look at life like this, we're going to find that we reduce the amount of conflict, the amount of polarity and the amount of resistance, because we recognize how to choose in order to adapt, to co-create, to collaborate and actually to make a great success of our creativity rather than struggling on thinking we're alone or thinking that we're limited in what we can achieve. Okay, so my last point today, number five, is celebrate yourself. And that's what self-love often gives us the opportunity to do. Now, service, understanding, giving and receiving, understanding loving conscious in general has been quite a journey. And that journey continues in our humanity and in our communities today. I think we can all say that humanity, you know, wants to give the impression that conflict is perhaps more natural than our natural connection of unconditional love and of high frequency energy. But we are becoming aware, and in this great changing time that we're all living through, it's incredibly exciting to see how self-love can illuminate what's going on. So my point for number five is, remember, self-love is all about the qualities of our lives, all right? The qualities that we want to embrace and energize. And if we're self-loving, we're going to take that plumbing tube of beautiful, infinite, endless energy, and we're going to put it into the qualities, dreams, and experiences that we truly want. So we're going to marry that free will, marry our three-body system, our capacity to create, and do it consciously. And when we're self-loving, it's going to be a beautiful experience full of purpose and meaning, prosperity and abundance. Okay, so it's been my pleasure today to talk about self-love. And if you enjoyed this content, then please don't hesitate to go to the websites, yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. Lots of online learning opportunities and also weekly events. You can become a member of Your Transformation Hub, and there's a lot of beautiful reading in the Library of Alchemy. And also a lot of events that will help you harness all of those beautiful tools as you transform and evolve in your personal development. Thank you very much.